Now, verse 11, as for thee also by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit in which is no water. And I would say that the best I can do is really to make a spiritual interpretation of this, that the only deliverance is through the blood of the covenant. And that blood of the covenant is the blood of the New Testament, the blood of Christ, and only through that is any deliverance for mankind. We do not recognize that man in this world today is actually, he talks about his freedom and his liberty and all of that. He's a prisoner. He's sold under sin. He's a slave to sin. And in a day when we hear so much about liberty and the hundreds of letters that we've had about drug addicts that have been delivered, how? Only by the blood of Christ, my friend, only by turning to him. He's the only one that can deliver prisoners in a pit where there's no water. Now, will you listen? Verse 12, turn to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee when I have bent Judah for me. Now, when? Well, we're looking now toward the millennium, to the time he'll reign. He says, fill the bow with Ephraim. I've raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece. And the nations of the world are going to bow to him. Made thee like the sword of a mighty man. And the Lord shall be seen over them. And his arrow shall go like the lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. Now, I think all of this is depicting his coming to this earth to establish his kingdom. Now, my friend, when he comes, that's going to be a triumphal entry. And until he comes, there'll be no triumphal entry. Now, will you notice verse 15? The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue the sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like bowls and like the corners of the altar. I would say that this is a picture of how it's going to be until he comes. Man is not going to bring in the millennium on this earth. Now will you notice, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day. Now that day in Zechariah, and we're going to find out Zechariah is really going to start using that expression when we get over to the 12th chapter. He will talk about nothing in the world but that day. And that day is the day of the Lord. And that day begins after the church makes its exit out of the earth to join the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And here on earth, the great tribulation begins. It will be ended, we believe, 7 years when the Lord returns to establish his kingdom here upon this earth. And then you have the millennial kingdom upon this earth. The Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people. For they shall be like it's not really the stones of a crown. It's really jewels of a crown lifted up as an ensign, or rather as glittering upon his land. They'll be like glittering jewels in that day of the Lord. Malachi is going to tell us that the Lord is going to make up his jewels in that day. Church is the pearl of great price, by the way. He paid a tremendous price for that pearl of great price. And that is the picture that is given to us here. Now in verse 17, will you notice, for how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. Now this is the goodness of the one that's coming, in contrast to Alexander, who was not known for his goodness. He was cruel, and brutal, and arrogant, and filled with pride. The Lord Jesus is meek and lowly. And he's great in his goodness and in his beauty. There was no beauty that we should desire him when he came the first time. That cross is not as lovely as some seem to think it was. It was a horrible thing. But when he comes again, oh, his beauty, how beautiful he is today. And we hear about the beautiful people today. He is the beautiful people and those that are his. Grain shall make the young man cheerful, new wine the maids. Now, new wine is not intoxicating. It hasn't had a chance to ferment. So what we have here is that which speaks of food to eat and that which speaks of abundance, that which speaks of something quite wonderful, the grain and the new wine. That will be the thing that will characterize his kingdom. There will be plenty. There will be no energy shortage when Jesus reigns.